And now joining us is Sue Lincoln. She is the Capital Access anchor for the reports you hear regularly on WRKF and is also the acting news director for the station. She's been fervently covering what's going on at the Capitol. Good morning to you, Sue.
Good morning, Jim. It's good to be with you.
Well, it's nice to see you. And it was a busy week.
Absolutely. We started out the week with the Baton Rouge Press Club, where Michael Henderson, Dr. Michael Henderson with the LSU Public Policy Research Lab, revealed the first segment of the Louisiana survey. He had something interesting to say about what people expect about taxes.
You just ask somebody, hey, would you like to pay a higher income tax? They're very likely to say no. But that's not a good representation of what people feel so much as it is a problem with how these questions are often asked. So the analogy I like to use has to do with my four-year-old. And if I ask my four-year-old, who's a big fan of Oreo cookies, hey, would you like an Oreo? He's going to say yes. If I ask him, hey, do you want to clean your room? He's going to say, do I have to? However, if you ask him, and I'm sure you know where I'm going with this, if you clean your room, you get to have the Oreo. He's going to then decide whether or not he wants to clean his room and get that cookie, or, you know, he's just going to have to live without the cookie. I think too often we treat the public in the same way, as if they're children, and just ask them things like, hey, do you like schools and hospitals? Do you think the government should provide those? They're going to say, yes, absolutely. And then you say, hey, do you want to pay a higher sales tax or a higher income tax? They're often going to say, well, no, I don't want to do that. But when you present trade-offs, most of the public provides very consistent, reasoned responses. It doesn't mean that the public wants to just raise taxes to spend on anything. There's more support for cutting spending than there is for raising taxes to fund things like prisons or welfare. But on certain key services, such as education, transportation, and healthcare, most Louisiana residents are willing to pony up some dollars to make sure that those services are paid for.
And then on Wednesday, the governor presented his tax reform package, and apparently he'd been listening, because I'll give you the comparison of the cookie or cleaning your room.
All right.
The governor said that he wanted to see the personal income tax rates, the individual income tax rates, reduced from the current 2, 4, and 6% to 1, 3, and 5%. That's the cookie. Cleaning the room is doing away with the exemption for federal income taxes paid. For corporate income tax, he wants to reduce the rates from the current 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8% to 3, 5, and 7%. That's the cookie. He also wants to get them to clean their room and do away with the exemption for federal income taxes paid. He wants to do away with the single added penny in sales tax that went on last year. And that's the cookie.
All right. But these are ambitious moves by the governor.
Correct.
That will take some arm twisting in the Capitol. And he's got to get 70 votes in the House and 26 in the Senate. Can he do it?
He can. The big concern is 20 to 30 members of the House, many of which sit on the House Appropriations Committee, which is the first line of defense, if you will, on many of these bills, that are adamantly opposed to increasing taxes in any way, that believe that cuts are the only way we're going to solve this problem.
And it only takes 36 votes in the House to kill a tax plan. And it seems that if you've got over 20 who have their heels dug in, the governor doesn't have a lot of margin for error.
He doesn't, and this is going to be a delicate balance. He has said that the only way this is going to work is if it goes through as a complete package, the cookies as well as cleaning the room.
Michael Henderson, by the way, will be with us Monday to talk about this, and the governor will have to make his pitch quickly. He unveiled a plan without a whole lot of time to absorb it. The session starts a week from Monday on the 10th, and Sue, I would imagine the battle lines will be drawn with a Republican legislature and a governor who is from the Democratic Party.
That's true. I was at the LSU Law School last night where there was a panel of lawmakers, and it also included the Commissioner of Administration, Jay Darden. That will be my story for Monday morning. But they talked about budgeting philosophy, and it was an absolutely fascinating, frank discussion, something we don't usually hear from lawmakers, especially this close to session.
Well, Sue Lincoln will be joining us regularly during the session for updates on what's going on, and it should be lively.
It should be.
So we look forward to getting your reports. And Capital Access is heard on WRKF, and Sue Lincoln is the anchor and acting news director for WRKF. And Sue, it's a good place to cover news. Sometimes the news isn't so pleasant, but seems like something is always happening.
Absolutely. That's been one joy. We've been able to expand Capital Access. It is, as it initially started, it was just legislative coverage. We've expanded it, and it's year-round. You get it 5 days a week.
Well, we thank you for joining us today. Thank you for listening to Talk Louisiana, and stay tuned.